are falling into place. Series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations and our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. Today we learn about the Berkshire Food Project's Empty Bowl fundraising event, which takes place this year on Friday, May 4th, with seatings at 5:30 and 7 inside the First Congregational Church on Main Street in Williamstown, Massachusetts. Here to tell us all about it, we welcome Kim again, Executive Director of Berkshire Food Project. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe.
Very nice to have you with us. And Jackie Sedlock is owner of Jackie Sedlock Pottery. Jackie, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Great pleasure. All right. So let us talk about the Berkshire Food Project first, and then we'll get into the Empty Bowl and talk about that. So this is a wonderful project providing free lunch, cooked from scratch, and often using local ingredients every weekday in downtown North Adams.
Yes.
How did this all get started?
So in 1987, a local factory closed, and right next door to North Adams in Williamstown, students at Williams College realized that 400 families might be going without the food they needed, and they started a club to feed people. And that club grew into a nonprofit and grew from a couple days a week to a few days a week to now a five-day-a-week organization with two part-time staff in addition to me, and in any given week, probably 100 volunteers.
So that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about need.
So we have a lot of different need in our community. We have people who would simply go hungry if they didn't have our meals. They don't have food for a number of reasons. We also have people who, they're the working poor. About a quarter of our dining room is the working poor. They're folks who have money and they could afford food, but by coming to have lunch with us, they can spread their food dollars farther, buying better food, healthier food, more food. We also have older people who eat with us as much to fill their souls as their belly. They are lonely people. They are people who wouldn't bother to cook for themselves, and they come in for the company and the family feel as much as the food.
So when you have this community, a lot's going on, too, because it's an opportunity to have discussions that are very important.
It is. We sit family style, so there are conversations going on at tables all the time about current events or things that are happening in our community. But we also have nonprofit organizations and local agencies that come in and table. Often the staff from those places are coming in and having lunch anyways to sort of build rapport with folks that might be their potential customers. But they come in and share information when it's time to re-up for mass health, for example. We have a lot of tabling around that topic. Right now we've got some tabling around the opioid crisis and Narcan use and such. We have a blood pressure clinic that comes a couple times a month, things like that.
When you think about the community coming together, talk about your needs and ultimately why you need a big fundraiser.
Sure. So we are really lucky. We're really well supported by our community. And we do have enough food most of the time to serve good, healthy meals. But for example, right now, we have a lot of food and we're struggling to get it out to people as much as we could if we had to-go containers. So right now we have a need to purchase a lot of to-go containers to make sure people bring food home over the weekend or when we're closed. Sometimes there are things like last year we had to buy a $12,000 stove. We over the fall had to buy a couple of refrigerators and have another one repaired. So there are always these little maintenance things that come up or are things like, you know, paper towels or something that you don't necessarily get donated. And those kinds of things add up. We also do have two part-time staff.
All right. So Empty Bowls. Tell us about how this came to be, and then we'll get into Jackie's participation in all of this.
Sure. So in 1994, a wonderful world-renowned potter, Ray Bubb from Oak Bluff,
Oak Bluffs Pottery in Pownall.
Okay, in Pownall. Ray met at the time, chairman of the board, and the two of them had heard of an empty bowl happening in another state, and they started organizing and putting it together. And Ray has been involved every year since. It happens in even number years. And part of that is because we have about 300 people, which means about 300 bowls that our potters are donating. It's a huge donation from local potters. Couldn't do it every year.
So how does it work?
What happens is the potters create these incredible bowls. They're on display. You buy a ticket that gives you the ownership of one of those bowls. You pick out your bowl, and then while you're there with your brand new bowl, we have donations from about 25 local restaurants and chefs, so you can try your new bowl out right away and sample as many different soups as you want.
So how did you get involved in this, Jackie?
Oh, I think Ray Bubb and Susan Neichel are sort of at the heart of this for many of us who participate in the program.
So give us a sense of how you participate.
So this year, I now have my own studio in Pownal. Ray and Susan are my mentors and we're neighbors and friends. And I have a space that accommodates groups. I do some classes, teaching, workshops, and retreats, and it's a great space to invite groups into to participate in an event like this. So we invited 5 potters this year, and each person committed to making 25 bowls, and we had a party. That's what we do. Potters like to get together and and party and make stuff, and we had a great time, and we have 125 bowls heading to the dinner this week.
So, and I assume they vary in size, shape, color, everything, or how does that work?
They do, roughly. It's been super fun to watch over social media over the last few weeks. Everyone's sharing pictures. There's just great enthusiasm for the program. And they vary a little bit in size, definitely in style. You know, everybody has their own style they're bringing to it. So it's really fun to come to the dinner. Super wonderful array of talent and pots there.
And the bowls have come from, the bulk of them have come from Jackie's studio and Ray and Sue's studio. But then we have Miss Hall School and Buxton School and a youth group from a church. And there are all these other places that also have Pottery Club or something that also donate bowls. And then we have other potters that have worked under Ray or under Jackie and now have made their own way out and are making bowls. So the bowls are an incredible array of talents. What I will say is it's really hard to pick one.
So do people have the choice? They pick the bowl, or is it so that's how
we have
works.
All the bowls on display, and that's why the 5:30 seating sells out quicker than the 7 o'clock seating, because the 5:30 seating
leftovers.
Has all 300 bowls on display. But yeah, people, and there are people who come every year and they look for their potter. They know what they're looking for. They recognize the style of a certain potter, and that's whose bowl they're looking for. And there are people who have collections that have had a bowl from every other year since 1994.
So, and you've taken a part in this before.
I have. I think I started in 1994 through Ray's studio.
So what is it like to see the people with bowls and that process and filling them up and talking about it and all that?
It's exciting. I know people, there's great enthusiasm for it, and people are talking about it on social media already and looking forward to going in. You know, you hope for a little bit of a Filene's Basement response when the doors open at 5:30.
And then you have other opportunities to there'll be raffles and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. So we also I don't want to miss mentioning that this is such a community supported program. Starting with Story Publishing in town, they printed and designed our posters and our tickets. And then Williams College is providing the vessels to keep the soup hot and helping get it heated. And they're also sharing with us, they're donating compostable utensils and paper products, because we're in Williamstown and there are rules about that. Where in North Adams, we don't necessarily have to buy that particular type of thing. We also have schools and volunteers who are making cookies so that there's dessert. And we have 2 incredible bowls of Ray Bubb's that both have a retail value of $250 that you can win with a $10 raffle ticket if you're at the event.
How has this grown over the years?
I think the biggest thing is that it's an eye opener. So it is an empty bowl. You know, there is that piece of it that this is about hunger. And so what happens is people hear about, oh, you can get a beautiful bowl. Let's go to this cool event and try the soups from the new restaurant in town or whatever. But then when they get there, they start to learn more about the Berkshire Food Project. And so what's really grown is our support in the community. It gives us just a broader and broader base every year of people who know what we're doing. And I've already had people asking me if I can tell them the date in 2020 so they can put it on their calendar.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great. And you see new people come in. And I assume also this then helps fortify the idea of what you're doing so that it gets the word out so more people can come to the lunches themselves.
It does. And it starts conversations. We reach out to the local restaurants, and then that starts conversations. We've already had a couple of restaurants that are like, oh, so you need some to-go containers too. Well, we can work on that with you after the empty bowl. Or, could you take, if we have this extra produce, would you be able to take it? So it starts all kinds of conversations that can really benefit us.
All good stuff. Can you tell us about some of the cool bowls that you did? I like this idea of the party aspect.
Oh, yeah. Well, what happens is you just invite people into the studio, and clay is there. It's provided. People sit down. Some people are into wacky, crazy decorating and colors. Other people are really make very simple forms. And by the end of it, you've got a rolling cart of rainbow goodness. So
a rolling cart of rainbow goodness. Could you ask for anything more than that?
It's a good life.
It is. It's a very good life.
It's really an honor to participate in this particular project and watch it grow over the years. We are already talking about 2 years from now and how to make it bigger and better.
The other thing, am I right in this? I just want to key into this, and if you said this, I apologize. I just missed it. But schools are involved, too.
Yes, we do have, it's schools that have pottery clubs for the actual mm-hmm. bowls. But then we also have schools that have the ability to bake. There are a couple of schools still around that have some kind of, home ec, we used to call it, type of opportunities. Now it's culinary skills or whatever. And so we get some donations of cookies as well.
Well, Berkshire Food Project's The Empty Bowl fundraising event takes place this year on Friday, May 4th, with seatings at 5:30 and 7 o'clock inside the First Congregational Church on Main Street in Williamstown, Massachusetts. So first come, first served on that? Or do you make reservations?
Tickets are available right now. You can buy tickets at Wild Oats Co-op in Williamstown. You can buy tickets on our website, berkshirefoodproject.org. You can also buy tickets if you stop into the Berkshire Food Project. And can I just throw out there, we are located, our free lunch every day is at First Congregational Church in North Adams on Main Street. So sometimes people get a little confused. So you've said it, but I just want to make sure people know it's not where our regular lunch is. It's the other First Congregational Church, one town over, also on Main Street.
Excellent. That is confusing.
It is.
So I thank you very much for clearing that up. So, all right. So tickets are available. It's Berkshire Food
Project.org.
And we're going to have all the links on our website as well. So you can just go to wamc.org/roundtable and find out all about that. Berkshire Food Project's The Empty Bowl fundraising event takes place this year on Friday, May 4th. That's this Friday, with seatings at 5:30 and 7. Tickets available. You want the 5:30, but 7's fine. First Congregational Church on Main Street in Williamstown, Massachusetts. Links, again, will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. My thanks to both of you for being with us. What a great pleasure. Kim McCann, Executive Director of Berkshire Food Project, and Jackie Sedlock, owner of Jackie Sedlock Pottery. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you,
great
Joe.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a beautiful event on Friday night. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishments. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress.